Nicky, you're not too far. Not into the street, Nicky.
I'm going to get squashed, Daddy.
Never mind the ball. I'll get it for you. Come back. Come on, now.
Hey, Daddy.
He's too busy in the morning. You know that.
Warwick, right over, you see.
Yes, leave it. Leave it. I'll fetch you when the traffic's lighter. Come on. Oh, morning.
Mr. Nichols.
Yeah, that's right.
I would like to speak with you.
Oh, in what connection?
In connection with your business, Mr. Nichols.
Oh, then you'd better come in.
No, you can talk here.
Well, I'd rather not.
It is essential, Andrei Nikolaevich.
And, Nicky, run along inside.
Aren't you coming, Daddy?
Tell Mummy, tell her I'll be in directly.
Your son?
He wanted to talk.
Ah, yes. A matter of money, Mr. Nichols. Money for you. A great deal of money.
My name's Adam Kane.
Springbok Radio presents Adam Kane,
the immigrant.
So. What is he then? Indian?
Pakistani, according to his passport. Name of Premjit Singh.
And what's he done?
Nothing as far as we can make out.
Then why the panic? I was just on my way home.
No panic. A worried, very worried call from Devonish. He sent the picture down.
Wrong place. He should have sent it to records. They'll place him.
He did. They can't place him.
Well, neither can I. Now, can I go home?
Sit down, Adam. I've sent for tea. It shouldn't be long.
Tea? At 10 to 5.
Why not?
Because I'd rather have a scotch, which I do have at home. 10-year-old pure malt.
You, planning anything for this evening?
Oh, dear.
Well, are you?
You're not inviting me out to nosh at the Dorchester, are you?
Quite right. It's an urgent little matter.
Concerning the Pakistani?
Why, yes, the Pakistani. Devonish wants to know who he is. A little tale, a few discreet inquiries. We don't want him to know we're on to him. You know the form.
Why?
I beg your pardon?
I still don't know what he's done, do I?
Is it important?
Yeah, it's important. What if he's a nasty Russian KGB strongman? It would help to know a thing like that, wouldn't it?
We don't think he is.
Not good enough, Viv. I want to know a bit more, mate, before I give up an evening in front of the fire.
Oh, you are being difficult, Adam.
Yeah?
We know nothing. Well, hardly anything. He's just a face. Our man in Lahore sent us that photograph. It's part of a larger group.
Naturally, that I'm not going to be allowed to see.
That you don't need to see at the moment. He arrived in England 2 days ago. Quite by chance, his passport was referred to us. We're pretty sure it's the same face.
Well, what's he supposed to be doing here? And what did he say on the immigration form?
Business. He's on a 3-week visa.
I see. And you want to know what he's up to?
As I say, quite a simple little task. Shouldn't take you the whole evening, should it?
Where do I start?
Well, quite by chance, he's staying at the Dorchester.
Andrew? Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
Who was that man?
What man?
Well, Nicky said a man spoke to you just before dinner. You didn't bring him in.
Oh, that's right.
Well, I told you, Andrew, please bring your friends in. I'd like to meet them.
Well, he wasn't a friend. I'd never seen him before.
Well, you spoke to him for an awfully long time.
Well, you were watching?
Well, I was worried. Nicky said he looked like a foreigner.
He is. Pakistani.
Oh. What did he want?
He wanted me to do some work for him.
Oh, translations.
Yeah.
Well, you could have brought him in.
Well, it wasn't necessary. I'm seeing him again tomorrow.
Well, he's been the, whatever you have to translate here, then.
No. It isn't that sort of translation. It's interpreting. On the spot. Good money.
Oh, that's nice. From what to what?
What?
From what language to what?
Oh, Urdu.
To English?
No, Russian.
According to the little bloke I'd slipped the 5 quid to, they did have a Premjit Singh staying at the Dorchester. But he didn't know where he might be at the moment. It cost another 5 quid to find him in a bar. Viv was going to love this expense account. Malt scotch and water. Make it a double. So. This table taken. So. A lot of people on the train tonight.
A big apartment?
Full. The pub. Lots of people.
Oh, yes, I understand.
Local slang, colloquial English. A lot of people on the train.
Of course.
You not English, are you?
No, I am Pakistani.
From Pakistan, right?
Correct, from Lahore.
On a little visit, then?
A short business trip.
You selling or buying?
Well, not exactly either.
Because if you're buying, I just happen to know the right bloke for you to see.
I beg your pardon? Blokes?
Not so loud. I don't want them all onto it. Half the blokes in this room are foreign buyers. If they all hear about it, then the price goes up, right?
No, really, my visit is not of that nature.
Well, hang on, mate. You haven't heard what he's selling
yet. It is of no importance. My visit is a purely research character.
You're a scientist?
A human scientist. I'm a doctor of psychiatry.
Oh, I see. Very interesting.
There's a small conference of practitioners taking place in London at the present.
I see. Tell me, if you don't speak English in Pakistan...
No, I do. A great deal.
No, but the home language, you know, like you speak at home to your missus, hmm?
Oh, I take your meaning. For the most part, Urdu.
Urdu.
No, Urdu. That's what he said. He's right, too. That's what they speak there. It's a derivative of ancient Sanskrit.
How fascinating. A doctor of psychiatry.
Hmm. He should have had that on his passport.
He did. Oh, not all of it, just the MD bit.
Ah.
It didn't give his specialization.
So, he's a nut doctor.
Dr. Premjit Singh, attending a conference. I wonder if that bit's genuine.
Easy enough to have records check.
Good idea. Records. Look, it's Spencer Dickens here. I want you to check something for me, will you? No, it won't take long. Simple enough. Good. Find me a list of all the medical conferences or conventions on in London at the moment. What? Well, there can't be that many. I'm sure there aren't. One thing, special attention to any conference that might have to do with psychiatry. They don't seem to have the same spirit of cooperation any longer.
Was he rude?
Not exactly, but he wasn't really cooperative.
Neither am I, but I get it done, don't I?
He didn't seem to mind telling you about the conference.
I told you. Chatty little bloke.
Then I wonder, do you think he wasn't telling you the truth?
It had occurred to me. No, I don't know.
We look a bit silly if our man in Lahore's made a boo-boo.
Yeah.
I think I'd better get... Spencer Dickens. My, that was quick. Well, what do you have for me? That's all. The only one on psychiatry. I see. Thanks very much. That was records. Very interesting.
What is?
There's only one conference on psychiatry being held in London at the present time. Guess where it is, Adam?
Search me.
The Russian embassy.
We are here, Mr. Nichols.
This looks like the Russian embassy.
It is. Please to a light.
What is the problem, Mr. Nichols?
Oh, I didn't know it was going to be at the Russian embassy.
Does it make a difference?
Please,
Mr. Nichols, they are waiting for us.
You know about me, about where I come from.
That has been discussed. It will make no difference. You are under the protection of my party.
Please, come along now.
That was him.
Ramsey Singh, not doctor.
Interesting. I wonder who the other man was.
Never seen him before.
Neither have I. We'll need a picture when they come out again.
Don't tell me.
I'll need to know who he is, Adam. It might make all the difference.
I don't understand. What?
Those Russians, I mean, they speak fluent Urdu. You don't need an interpreter. Besides, your English is quite good enough.
That is beside the point, Mr. Nichols. We create a very important oriental ingredient. It is called face.
I think they are about to begin.
Comrade interpreter.
Yes?
You wish to converse in English or Russian?
Oh, makes no difference.
Haven't we met before?
I don't think so, comrade.
Very well. Let us commence.
Very good light, does.
Best he could get. They only popped out for a moment.
Night, Tom.
Went back inside again after lunch.
Well then, Adam, it seems you have a spot more work to do.
Find out who he is.
Right. I think we'd like to know as soon as possible.
You astound me, comrade.
What? Oh. Hello, comrade doctor.
You are a remarkable linguist.
Oh, thank you, comrade
your
doctor.
Your Urdu is quite perfect, and even your Russian betrays original accent. The Ukrainian.
Wasn't aware of it.
Oh, I assure you it does. Definitely the Ukraine. I might go further and suggest a city. Kiev?
Perhaps.
How long have you been away from Russia, comrade interpreter?
I'm English.
Obviously. That is what you are now. But we would very much like you to come home.
Home?
Your spiritual home is in Russia.
No.
You do not deny that you are Russian? That would be a grave error, Andrei Nikolaevich.
Was it all right, love?
Hmm?
The supper, was it all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
More coffee?
No, this is fine.
Andrew, is something the matter?
Hmm?
Well, you've been so quiet tonight.
No, I haven't.
You got back from your work with that Indian fellow.
He's a Pakistani.
Oh. Did something happen?
No, of course not. Nothing happened, right? Translated for them, and I came home, and he gave me a check. Here. Here, you see?
You get all agitated, Andrew.
I'm sorry. It was difficult. I had to concentrate. It's my head.
Oh, would you like an aspirin?
Yes, thank you.
No, I'll get it. You stay there.
Andrei Nikolaevich Kartikin, you are English. You understand? English.
Wimbledon.
That's right. Nice little detached cottage. Garden, little car.
He's English.
Andrew Nichols. It sounds like it, doesn't it?
What on earth does he do?
Teaches part-time at London University. Languages, Russian and Oriental languages.
How very odd.
He's a translator at the conference. And that's all. Nothing sinister.
You could be right.
Listen, mate, we've burnt gallons of midnight oil on this one. It hasn't been worth it, has it?
I don't know.
Well, I do. We've got a Pakistani nut doctor at a legitimate conference on psychiatric medicine.
Held at the Russian embassy.
Well, that's not so sinister when you think about it. We hold conferences at the British embassy in Moscow. And we have an innocent English language expert going as a translator. And why don't we pack up and go into bed?
I'll have to show you, won't I?
What?
The photo that we took from the blow-up of the Pakistani's head. You see? There he is on the right. Do you recognize the man he's talking to?
Well, let's have a look. Seems familiar.
Remember, this was taken in Mahore less than a week ago.
Blimey.
You do know him.
Yeah. It's Golgarnikov.
Quite so. That's what we thought. Now, what do you suppose our innocent psychiatrist has in common with a KGB colonel?
Colonel Alexei Golgarnikov. Yeah, that made a difference in my book. He wasn't just any old Russian. If our Pakistani friend had been seen chatting to Galganikov in Lahore, then he wasn't your actual friendly neighbor or psychiatrist after all. Which meant that the innocent-looking English language expert who lived in Wimbledon might be in with the KGB as well. But if they were in it, what was it?
You are late, Comrade Kalchikin.
I'm sorry, I don't usually go out in the evening, not alone.
Your wife would not approve?
Well, she'd find it hard to understand.
But you came.
Yes.
Why?
I've been asking myself that all the way here. I think because it's a long time since...
Since you have spoken your native language.
No, of course not. I speak it every day. I teach Russian.
Hardly the same.
No.
You will return to the embassy?
No, my job's over.
I do not think so. The conference has only begun. They need you again.
Premjit Singh didn't mention...
Then I will make sure that he does mention it. You will be at the embassy again tomorrow.
Don't think so. I'll be busy tomorrow at the university.
The university is closed at this time, Comrade Kalchikin.
Why is it important to you that I come back to the embassy?
Rather, I think, important to you, Comrade. How long since you left your native Ukraine?
I was only a child.
And now you are married here in England. You have a small child. Does your wife know that you are Russian?
I am an English citizen.
Quite so. Enough of this. What did you think of the discussion today?
I have no idea. I couldn't understand a word of it. It was all medical jargon. I can't think why they wanted me to translate at all. I needed prompting every second sentence.
Medical jargon, yes. And the general picture, that meant nothing to you?
No, of course not.
I see. A pity. It was very interesting. Now you will notice that my glass is empty. I would be honored to buy you a drink, Comrade Kalchikin.
Mr. Nichols?
That's right.
I wonder if you could spare me a moment.
Well, it's very late.
I know. It's a bit urgent, mate.
Are you a policeman?
Why do they always ask that? Do I look like a policeman?
What do you want?
A word or two. It won't take long.
All right, then. You said it wouldn't take long.
Well, not here. Can I come in?
Oh, certainly not. It's later. I'm going straight to bed.
It's either that or you come with me, Mr. Nichols.
Who are you?
It doesn't matter. Let's say I work for the government.
Immigration Department?
They, have an interest in what I do.
You better come inside.
Andrew?
Oh, dear.
Oh, I'm ever so sorry. I was so worried. I didn't mean to wake up or anything. I didn't know you had...
It's all right, Sally. Go to bed. This gentleman is from the government. We have to talk privately.
It won't take long, Mrs. Nichols.
Oh, the government? Couldn't we make you both a cup of tea?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, good. Oh, you would like tea, wouldn't you, Andrew?
Yes, thank you. Mr.
Adam Kane. Uh-huh. You've given me quite a busy night, Mr. Nichols. It took a good 3 hours of research to come up with your pass.
Well, I've done nothing illegal. I applied for naturalization and I got it.
Quite right. When did you leave Russia?
I should have shown up in your research over 20 years ago. 27, in fact, I think.
1948. Mm. That would make it the Stalin purges, right?
My record didn't tell you?
Strangely enough, no. Just your name and your country of origin. Andrei Nikolaevich Kaltikin. That's Ukrainian, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the Stalin purges that drove you out, right?
I was 9 years old. I don't remember too much.
All right. If that's the way you want it. What about Premjit Singh?
No. Oh, so that's it. You people objected to me going back to the Russian embassy today.
No. Not to the embassy. Just the company you were keeping there.
I'm a translator. Hmm? I was doing my job and getting paid for it.
Can you remember what you translated?
No, it's just a meaningless jumble of medical terms. They meant nothing to me.
And the Russians?
What about them?
You met one of them for drinks tonight.
It's no secret.
Olga Treplova.
That's right. She's a doctor, a psychiatrist, I suppose. She wanted me to go back to Russia. She said that it all changed.
Yeah, it has. 27 years ago, they wouldn't have met you for drinks. They would have drugged you and taken you back in chains. A doctor?
Yeah.
Who knows? She might even be telling the truth.
Well, of course she was.
Can I put it down between you?
She is a doctor. I heard her talking today. I heard her. Only a doctor could use jargon like that.
Or a genius in psychological warfare.
What?
Can I pour for you?
Yeah. As it comes, please.
What did you say?
Lovely. So. Olga Treblova is a genius in psychological warfare.
Then the talks today...
I don't know what they were about, Mr. Nichols. That's why I've come to see you. Don't let your tea get cold.
What a pleasant surprise, Doctor.
Perhaps. Inside, please.
I beg your pardon?
This man is an expert with the pistol. He will shoot you on my instructions. Inside this room, please.
That is nonsense, Doctor. Quite uncalled
for. I do not think so. Neither does Comrade Colonel Galganikov. You have seriously jeopardized our mutual endeavor, Dr. Singh.
No.
By your foolish action this morning. An interpreter was unnecessary. I speak Urdu and English with equal fluency.
But I do not speak Russian,
Doctor. It is no matter. I have spoken to Galganikov. The talks will now take place in Moscow, and your interpreter will accompany us of his own free will.
I doubt that he will do that.
So do I. Galganikov gave us only one alternative.
He knows nothing. We spoke of nothing secret to
him. We have attracted the attentions of the British Secret Service. There is only one solution. We leave England at once. And if Nichols refuses to come with us, he will be killed.
Nice tea, Tal, very much.
Would you like another cup?
No, thanks. How soon can you leave here, Nichols?
What?
They're on to you, mate. You weren't supposed to be at that meeting today. They tried the nice, easy way, talking you back. It didn't work. The next step is false.
No.
Andrew, I don't understand.
You've got a nipper, haven't you?
Ricky, yes.
Pop upstairs. Wake him up and get ready to leave here. I'll take you all somewhere safe.
Andrew!
Going to do as he says, love.
You lot are in a right mess. I wish you could remember what those talks were all about. Over here.
Mummy.
Hush, darling.
Stand, please. Stand where you are.
Oh, blimey.
True.
Stand still, Mrs. Nichols. Those car headlights are right on you. They'll shoot you if you
the
move.
The Secret Service man, move away from Nichols.
No.
Yeah. They won't hurt you if you don't do anything silly.
This is England.
Relax, mate, and stand still, whatever happens.
You! Do as I say. Move away.
I'm going.
Stop him!
Out the lights now. That was a silly thing to do, lady. You should have shot me when you had a chance.
If you do not give yourself up, then I will be forced to shoot the woman and the child.
Only one bloke with a gun. She isn't armed, and neither is Singh. I'll get it, yeah. But I'll have to be bleeding quick.
I warn you! Secret Service man! The woman by force and then the child!
Just hope that poor bloke stands still. Almost there.
No! I am going to shoot!
Now then, Dr. Treplova, you and Singh can walk very quietly to that car. You sit there until I get the help I'm expecting.
It's all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's all over. You can take the kid back to bed.
Well done, Adam. Devonish is delighted.
I'll bet. He was right and I was wrong. I'll bet he's happy.
Well, of course, you didn't know all the facts.
Until it was nearly too late. But Prendit Singh's a bright boy.
Whole new approach to psychological warfare. No wonder the Russians were so interested.
Yeah, we'd never have found out if he hadn't decided that he needed his own interpreter at the last minute.
He didn't trust them, you see. If there was someone else there that understood Russian, then they couldn't chat behind his back. It's reasonable enough. How's Nichols and his family?
Shocked. But they'll get over it.
I wonder. It was pretty nasty for a moment or two. That small boy.
Same age as Nichols was when Stalin bumped off his family in Kiev. He survived.
Yes. Amazing, isn't it? He seems so English.
My Name is Adam Kane is written by Dale Cutts and directed by Margaret Heal.
My name's Adam Kane.